So you're looking for cosmetic dermatology, Botox, facials, and Jane Iredale mineral makeup? Dr. John Despain and Dr. Kimberly Casey know women want to look and feel good. With dermatologist-administered treatments like Botox and a professional team pampering you, why are you waiting? Think about this. Relaxing, cleansing, detoxifying, reducing the visible signs of aging, something just for you. Despain Casey Dermatology Center and Medical Spa, on the web at columbiaderm.com or at 446-5166.
Hi, it's time for Exam, KBIA's weekly look at education stories in Mid-Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. Today, a special report on the academic gender gap, or the difference between how women professors and male professors do in their careers. It's a persuasive theory, the theory that says that as more and more women enter a field, eventually they will rise to the top. But nationally, it doesn't seem to bear out. Even though half of PhDs are women, only about one-third of them are tenured professors. And you've probably already heard there are fewer female professors in fields like science, technology, engineering, and math. Only 39 female professors have tenure in these departments at MU, total. But what about other disciplines? KBIA's Rebecca Wolfson took a look around at a few other disciplines and found the academic gender gap to be a pervasive problem. So what's going on? Here's KBIA's Rebecca Wolfson to find out.
Grab all those hands. Ready?
It's a Monday evening, and Rebecca Dingo just returned home from work. Her 1.5-year-old daughter, Lucia, runs and giggles around the house.
I'm gonna get you.
Dingo is an assistant professor in MU's English department. She says life since pregnancy has been one big balancing act.
And, you know, I had a midwife who, you know, would say, maybe you just need to take a week off and just rest. You know, your blood pressure is kind of high, or, you know, you're really tired, and that's sometimes what your body needs. And it's hard when, you know, your body's telling you one thing, but your career is telling you something else at the same time.
In a couple of years, Dingo will go up for tenure. The pre-tenure period is one of the most stressful times in any professor's career. For professors, tenure brings both prestige and job security. If denied tenure, Dingo will be dismissed from the university. She'll have 1 year to find a job elsewhere. 9 women and 7 men are full professors in MU's English department. 25 years ago, females made up only 10% of the English faculty. And English chair Patricia Oker says the English department has clearly been very successful in hiring and promoting women. Still, 59% of MU's female English professors have tenure. That's compared with 89% of the male professors. Many factors explain the disparity. Mike O'Brien is the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at MU. He says part of the problem lies in retention. And
historically, women do drop out of the professorate, whatever the university ranks, at a more rapid rate than men do. Now, why is that? That's what people should be asking. Is it all discrimination? Is it competing demands that the woman finally says, I can't do both anymore, so I'm going to do this?
Some people use the pipeline theory to explain the discrepancy. Women haven't been part of the equation long enough to reach the full professor rank. MU educational policy professor Jennifer Hart looked into faculty gender discrepancies. Hart says this theory doesn't add up.
Women have been more than half the undergraduate student population since 1972. So if we are talking about disciplines like English, like education, like sociology, you know, feminized areas of the academy, meaning that more than 30% of the population are women, you know, you can't make that argument. That's just not a fair argument to make.
Christina Wells actually found the transition from associate to full professor easier than the tenure review process. She received tenure in 1997, and the law school promoted her to full professor 4 years later. She's one of the 3 women who are full professors in the law school.
I think we don't have enough women on our faculty. I mean, I'll be quite frank about that.
There are more than twice as many male professors as female professors in the law school. It means there's a 1 in 5 chance that law students will have a female professor in their first year. In interviews, several female law professors at MU reported a lack of access to networks as a major challenge.
So if you don't play golf or you don't play tennis or something along those lines, I happen to play volleyball, right? Not a whole lot of networking opportunities that go along with playing volleyball, but there's an awful lot of it that gets done on the golf course or in other ways like that.
Jennifer Hart is currently the lead researcher for the Mizzou Advance Grant, a program funded by the National Science Foundation. It aims to advance female professors in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Several of Hart's female interviewees mentioned the existence of old boys' networks, where men socialize outside of work but still exchange ideas and make decisions without including their female colleagues. Hart also found that male interviewees received more guidance from colleagues and department chairs than female ones during the promotion process.
So, what do you want to see me about?
Going up for full.
An interactive theater troupe adapted the findings from the research to a series of short plays performed around campus. The playwright combined Hart's research with outside feminist readings to create the situation and characters.
It's been 4 years since I made associate with tenure, and I'd like to get an outside perspective on my chances.
Well,
I sent you an email with my CV.
Oh, you know, I'm so busy.
Oh,
I just didn't
have
a chance.
This skit was performed in late April at Memorial Union. The main character, Nancy, is an associate professor in organic chemistry who wants to go up for full professor. In the end, Nancy's less experienced male counterpart gets promoted to full, while Nancy's chair tells her to wait another year.
It was entertaining. It was funny. It was unrealistic. You know, a lot of laughs.
That's Ronald Plain. He's a full professor in the Agricultural Economics Department. He also serves on MU's Tenure Review Committee. Plain serves on a panel after the performance to answer audience members' questions about the tenure review process. The panel speakers all happen to be white men. Dingo acknowledges the irony.
Yeah, I definitely, that was one thing I noticed. And then also, anytime they referred to a chair, they referred to him as he. Both my chairs are women, so that was something I noticed.
Vice Provost for Undergraduate Studies, Jim Spain, organized the event. He says the three women who serve on the tenure committee were busy the day of the performance and couldn't take part in the panel. Spain says he doesn't think the challenges Nancy faces in the skit necessarily play out in reality.
If they are real, they've not been brought to my attention, okay? Certainly is there ambiguity in the process? Well, we hope we've taken the steps to remove that ambiguity.
Dingo says the performance did clear up a few things for her, but overall she's still anxious about going up for tenure. Though Rebecca Dingo has a lot on her plate, she's ambitious. She says she'd like to eventually take on an administrative role at the university and become a research dean or a provost. But she'll need to take things one step at a time. Tenure first. Rebecca Wolfson, KBIA News.
That's Exam this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Find more about this story and others at KBIA.org. Thanks for listening.